Open Windows, April the 9th. Transferring the soul will. But the natural, soulical man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 2:14. When you look at 1 Corinthians, what a lot of soulicism there is. This wisdom of words, this wisdom of the world, these likes and these dislikes, and preferences and partialities and antipathies, and then their jealousies. That is no good on this foundation. Do not bring your own soul life into relationship with Christ. It will not tally, and it will not go through. It will go up in smoke. Are you trying to make your own Christianity a matter of how you feel? You will have a composite kind of Christianity of so many varieties, nothing consistent at all, a perfect patchwork. When you think you have arrived at a very good logical conclusion about a matter, something will come along and upset the whole thing. You never get through that way. Your soul, in the realm of its mental exercises and conflicts, will never tally with Christ. And as for our soul will, our strength to do, oh, we may feel very strong. We are never again going to be caught like that. Never going down that street again. Ah, but it's not long before we are there. Oh, how ashamed our souls make us. How ashamed we have been because of the instability of our feelings, of our wills, of our thoughts. Ashamed, ashamed, ashamed. Our souls are making fools of us all the time. He that believes on him shall not be put to shame. Paul said that this soul life business must not come on Christ. It's a contradiction. It is not what you are. It is what Christ is. When you cannot see and understand and work it out mentally, when you cannot feel anything, no feeling at all, or when they are very bad feelings, there is one realm, and that is just what we are. Christ is not that, and we have at such times to say, Lord, this is my infirmity, this is how I am, but you are other. I transfer my faith to you from myself and from these things. Christ is the foundation, and all that we build on the foundation has to be of Christ himself. He is not only the foundation, but he is the whole building in every part.